Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. I was privileged in 1996 to get to start a program with a wonderful teacher at Willow Creek Elementary in Englewood, Colorado, and her name's Lisa Heaton. Lisa is the gifted and talented teacher, and we were wanting to do some science, but we didn't want to take away from what teachers were already doing in class, and we didn't want to pull out a group of students who were identified as gifted and talented and simply rehash the things that were done in class. And so collectively, we were both asked to be student council sponsors. You know, me being a new teacher, you have to learn how to do these things. Can you coach? Can you teach? Can you be a sponsor? And so got to be the student council sponsor. And we had a problem that first year at getting kids to show up to student council meetings because it's elementary school. And we can't have time during the day to do student council, of course. And so we had to have kids show up at 7:30 in the morning for student council. Pretty rough those first couple mornings because you get maybe four or five kids and you know it's going to be a long year. And so Lisa and I both enjoy teaching science. And so we came up with the idea of the science of leadership. We thought if kids are going to learn how to act as leaders and learn how to develop their leadership skills, then they've got to have a way to be able to practice that. And so we started to examine some very simple science experiments that we could possibly teach leadership concepts along with. Let me give you an example. Many of you are familiar with that classic activity called the windbag activity. If you're not, if you would picture a great big long bag, a Subway sandwich bag on steroids. It's 8 feet long and it's 10 inches around and it's just a great big huge bag. And the question is, how many breaths does it take to blow up the bag? Well, most people will say it'd be impossible. I'd pass out. And when a student tries to blow up the bag, it may take them 40 or 50 breaths of air to inflate the bag. But if you know how to inflate the bag and you know the secret, you can actually inflate 45 liters of air in a single breath. And your lungs don't hold 45 liters of air. So it truly is amazing. And the secret is this, is that you don't put your mouth on the bag. If you don't put your mouth on the bag and you literally open the bag with your fingers and hold your mouth away from the bag, then when you blow into the bag, that stream of air goes in and actually pulls the air in from the sides and you're able to blow up the bag in a single breath of air. Well, how does it relate to a leadership activity? It's called Bernoulli's principle, and when we teach science, you're teaching Bernoulli's principle, but in a leadership application, it takes on a whole different meaning. If you can imagine, kids are taught you can do anything you put your mind to. Well, the truth of the matter is you can do anything you want and anything you put your mind to, but people around you might lose interest, you might lose interest, you might get bored. It might not happen as fast as you want. And so the piece here was actually all solidified by a seventh grader, a young lady who came back after 2 years of being out of elementary school. She'd used the demonstration during a speech that she was giving to be elected to student council. And here's what she said. With that great big long bag, she said, "It's a goal bag. It's a goal bag. If you have a goal, the goal is almost an impossible goal. You've got to fill up this bag. And while anybody here in this room can fill up this bag, I can fill up this bag faster than anybody else because of some leadership elements that I've learned. Number one, we learned this. You have to focus on what you want." And she picks up the bag and she has somebody hold on to the other end of it. She says, "You have to open your window of opportunity." Well, that's just opening the bag with her fingers. She says, "You have to focus your energy." And she took a great big deep breath, almost like she was going to blow out candles on a cake. And she said, "The most important thing that a leader can do is to stand back." And she pulled her face away and she stood back. And as she blew that steady stream of air out, people could see that as she stood back, the air, I guess, would come in from the side. You can't see the air move, but the bag inflates. And she says, "The hardest thing for a leader to do is to stand back and allow other people to get involved and help you make your goal a reality." Well, if you can imagine as a teacher, we're writing this down as fast as we can because she hit the nail on the head. So it's exciting for us to see kids who have left and are actually using science experiments as a way to be able to communicate a message. And, well, you'll never guess who won the student council election. It was the kid who gave out the free lollipops, but she would no, she did. She became class president, and I can only hope that part of the success there was that she was able to use an activity that she learned in elementary school and to be able to take that and bring new meaning to it as she embarks in the science of leadership. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting stevespanglerscience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at stevespangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.